You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he and other Australians are offended by comments made by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after the Christchurch terror attacks. Speaking at an election rally, President Erdogan described the shootings at two Christchurch mosques as part of a wider attack on Turkey. He played footage of the attack recorded by the gunman at the rally and warned those who bring anti-Islamic sentiments into Turkey would face the same fate of Australian and New Zealand soldiers killed in Turkey during the First World War. "Your grandparents came here and they returned in caskets," he said. "Have no doubt we will send you back like your grandfathers." Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has condemned those remarks. He says they are not in the spirit of revered Turkish leader Kemal Atatürk, who said Allied soldiers killed in Turkey were lying in the soil of a friendly country.
"They are offensive because they insult the memory of our Anzacs and they violate the pledge that is etched in the stone at Gallipoli of the promise of Atatürk to the mothers of our Anzacs."
He called in Turkey's ambassador for a meeting on the matter, which comes as Australians and New Zealanders prepare to travel to Turkey ahead of Anzac Day commemorations in April. Every year, services are held at Gallipoli to remember the soldiers from the Australia and New Zealand Army killed in the conflict. Security agencies in Australia are now reviewing the travel advisory issued for the country, which could disrupt those travel plans. And Mr. Morrison is requesting President Erdogan withdraw his comments.
"I will wait to see what the response is from the Turkish government before taking further action, but I can tell you that all options are on the table. But my actions here are to be measured, to de-escalate, to not engage in a cycle of recklessness, but to engage in a positive spirit."
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters is due to visit Turkey later this week. He says New Zealand is an innocent party in the mosque attacks. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern does not expect this incident to damage the relationship between Turkey and New Zealand.
"I do not accept that we will see the long-term change in our relationship. It is so deeply entrenched. You know, they've cared for our fallen, and hundreds and thousands of New Zealanders have made pilgrimages to that place as an acknowledgement of what ties and binds our countries. And so I reject the idea that we are losing that relationship or will lose that relationship."
Kuranda Sayit is a director at the Forum on Australia's Islamic Relations and a member of the Turkish-Australian community. He says there are differing views on President Erdogan and his politics among the community.
"I think you've got different types of Turks who've migrated to Australia over the last 50 years. We have, you know, a multitude of views and, I suppose, schools of thought."
But he also says there is a deep respect among Australia's Turkish communities for the Anzac troops.
"The thing that I always look at Gallipoli and the Gallipoli campaign is that, if anything, it brought the two countries closer together. And I think that we often hear about the remarkable stories from the trenches between the Turks and the Australians and the New Zealanders."
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.